And now dictation for Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A, Anderson, May 1638, addresses a letter to Brian, tweets, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S-P-A-C, 291-5348. Dear Mr. Tweets, follow up for Mrs. Anderson, who has a history of obstructed uropathy from lymphoma with prior ureteral stents. Last visit was in March. This was a phone visit. We offered her an in-person visit, but she declined. Last week, with upper respiratory symptoms and cough, clear sputum, she tested herself at home negative for coronavirus, but this might need to be repeated. Follows with Dr. Brinker, B-R-I-N-K-E-R, oncologist, last chemotherapy in November. CT scan has been done, results are not available. Chronic dyspnea, no oxygen, diarrhea without triggered by oral Cantra CT scan, otherwise back to normal, no bleeding, no vomiting, no dysphagia, presently no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no purulent material hemoptysis, no abdominal or back pain, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Coric. Blood pressure at home has been 133.68, weight 120. She's hard of hearing but normal speech, able to speak in full sentences. No facial asymmetry. Excuse me, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistry is October, creatinine 1.1, which is baseline. Electrolyte, acid base, for the most part, normal. Albumin, calcium, liver function test, normal. Anemia, 10.5, low white blood cell count, low platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, obstructed uropathy, ureteral stent in place, underlying non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The stent has been there since February, might need to be replaced. Clinically not symptomatic, no abdominal flank pain, nothing to suggest active urinary tract infection. Prior problems of elevated uric acid and calcium at the time of lymphoma. Continued diabetes blood pressure management. From the renal standpoint, things are stable. Continue to follow over time.